about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Sophie and Imogen with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, smart ticketing on Brisbane Council-owned buses has been delayed to 2025. Former state Labor government had previously promised smart ticketing on all buses to begin in 2023, which would allow passengers to tap on and off using a debit or credit card. However, this has been delayed until next year, reportedly due to international supply shortages caused by the pandemic in 2020. The project originally supposed to cost $371 million. However, another $22.8 million has been allocated in this year's state budget. This system is already in use across several Brisbane bus lines and will continue to progressively roll out across Southeast Queensland bus and ferry lines in the coming months.
Attention pet owners. There has been a spike in a deadly parvovirus within Queensland RSPCA shelters this week among their canine residents. The RSPCA has reported a contagious virus within 12 dogs and puppies admitted to their shelters. Only 3 dogs out of this total have survived. The way to prevent this parvovirus is through vaccinations, early intervention, and knowledge of the associated symptoms. These include lethargy, loss of appetite, vomiting, and diarrhea. If you have a puppy, make sure they receive their vaccinations at around 6 to 8 weeks old. If you have a more senior dog, remember they too require regular vaccinations to maintain immunity.
In national news, the federal government is set to invest funds into renewable energy and housing where profitable. This investment into green energy transition and infrastructure will receive $230 billion from the Future Fund, with the primary objective of maximising profit. It reportedly exceeds the benchmark of earning at least 4 to 5 percentage points above inflation each year. Ex-Labor Minister and now head of the Future Fund, Greg Combat, has stated that the investment will be made only where possible, appropriate and consistent with strong returns. This has been described as a fresh of the Future Fund to emphasise the socially beneficial investments already made, rather than a progressive rethink. The Greens have called for the divestment and of the fund's holdings in fossil fuel companies and an investment in greener company practices.
The jobs of thousands of garment workers in Bangladesh are at risk after an Australian fashion retail group, Mosaic Brands, entered voluntary administration last month. Mosaic Brands owns Australian fashion labels Millers, Rivers and Rockmans. The group reportedly owes $30 million in payments to 23 suppliers, placing the livelihoods of thousands of workers at risk. Director Padma Satel Arab Fashion's Jabed Ahmed says the company has been requesting their overdue payments since June, and if the money isn't received soon, workers won't be able to survive. Mosaic has defaulted on only $2.5 million in payments to their suppliers, impacting mostly female group of garment workers severely. Whether these workers receive payment or not will depend on Mosaic's restructuring plans and asset sales.
In international news, North Korea has launched a new intimidation and psychological warfare campaign along the border with South Korea, using loudspeakers to broadcast unsettling sounds, including gunshots, screams, eerie laughter, and songs at nighttime. North Korea has previously employed propaganda campaigns through these broadcasts, though these were previously limited to criticizing the leaders of the South. The shift to noise torture and sleep deprivation represents the declining relations between the two sides of Korea that has occurred this year, with South Korea becoming the principal enemy to Kim Jong-un. Citizens of South Korea, specifically the Gangwa Island residents, are developing sleeping and health disorders as well as worsened mental health due to the longevity of the broadcasts.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.